Have you ever felt lost? Wondering if you are going the right way? Wondering if you are alone on the path that you've chosen? And whether anyone has ever even walked this way before? But then you see others. They're walking in the same direction as you, but do they have any more of a clue than you do as to where they are going? You look for a sign, some indication that you are going the right way, the guarded path. Well, the theme of this meditation from Proverbs chapter 2 is walking the path of God and encountering peace as He guards your steps. Relief in being on the path of righteousness. Comfort in being guided along the wise way. Now, no matter whether dawn or dusk, the next 15 minutes of biblical meditation is your private escape to explore what it means to walk the path of God. Without effort now, allow your eyes to naturally close as you become mindful of God's presence at rest within you. Aware of this place of relief, this time of guidance, in this present moment following the way of wisdom through the Heavenly Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Continue in this time of mindfulness by listening and replying to this passage from Psalm chapter 23. And as I lead us, respond, Heavenly Father, please guard my path. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His word. The Heavenly Father refreshes my soul. And Heavenly Father, please guard my path. He restores my life. Heavenly Father, please guard my path. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. And Heavenly Father, please guard my path. Continue now being aware of where you are. What do you hear around you? Be aware of how you feel at this moment. Can you even feel your heart beating or notice your breathing? With each breath, in a breathless whisper, for the next few moments, ask your Heavenly Father to please guard your path. Have you ever been on God's wise path, but been pulled away by a distraction? Maybe poor directions are given by someone unwise. How did that feel? And how did you react? What is the Holy Spirit bringing to mind? Don't focus on the specifics, but be mindful of how it feels when you slowly start to drift off of God's wise path. Experience that for a few moments. The little things that distract you from the way of the wise. Your mind may wander, but don't judge yourself. Anxious thoughts may still arise, and that's to be expected, but give them no power. As they come, simply transfer each to God and center back on His way. it is difficult to practice. But when your mind is centered on the way of God, your anxieties dissipate, and God guards you and brings you peace. Whisper, Heavenly Father, please guard my path. Allow the divine path of God to become your centering prayer. Continue to center on your breathing. Bring attention to each breath. Each inhale bringing peace. Each exhale releasing anxiety. With your eyes still closed, take a deep breath in through your nose from your belly and hold it for a moment. And now slowly release it, blowing it out through your mouth to a count of 10 if you can. Now once more, in through your nose from your belly. Hold it. And now slowly release it by blowing it out through your mouth to a count of 10. Try that 3 more times. Wandering thoughts may still distract you. Don't fight those thoughts. For several moments, let the drifting remind you to return to your breathing and the sacred words, Heavenly Father, please guard my path. Continue on as you immerse yourself into the wisdom of God's Word. Listen to this, the first of 3 scripture readings from Proverbs chapter 2 verse 8, and we will begin in the English Standard Version. Listen carefully to this passage written by King Solomon, and imagine his ancient inspired words being written to you as you apply each to your own life through the Holy Spirit. My dear friend in the faith, I know well how it feels to wander far from God, but remember that He guards the paths of justice and watches over the way of His saints, the way of you. What in the passage were you most grateful to hear? Well, listen once more for how your heart is touched by this verse. God guards the paths of justice and watches over the way of His saints. What will you hold on to from this second reading? Allow this next minute to be a time to note your wandering and then surrender to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. listen once more, but consider it now from a wider passage as you listen from the New American Standard Bible. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity, guarding the paths of justice, and he preserves the way of his godly ones. What in the passage brought you the deepest peace? Well, let that be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. In this third reading, let the words permeate your soul even deeper, walking with God as you listen once again, now from the Common English Bible. The Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He reserves ability for those with integrity. He is a shield for those who live a blameless life, and he protects the paths of justice and guards the way of those who are loyal to him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What do you most want to communicate with God? Well, let these reflections move you now without effort into a time of prayer with God. For this next minute, surrender your wanderings to him now in a moment of prayer. While resting in imaginative contemplation, I want you to see and imagine the path you are walking, the chosen wise way of God. But begin to notice murmurings around you, foolish, ill-advised words of a new direction. As you listen to unholy guidance, see your path beginning to become uneven, unstable. Loose stones underfoot. You are feeling lost and wandering into the dark. Now begin to press your hand into God's. Feel his Holy Spirit guide you back to the wise way of God. Keep your eyes on Christ, on his way. You begin to hear his wise words of guidance. You are only one step away from returning to the direction of God, his strength, his presence. For the next minute, rest here walking now in his way, his right, perfect, tested and wise way to righteousness, being guarded by God. Rest here in closing, centered and mindful of the guiding hand of God, celebrating all He can do through you along the way. And as you encounter Him, be aware of how God might use you to bring guarded guidance to another you meet along the path. And now receive this prayer of benediction to remember that He guards the paths of justice and watches over the way of His saints, the way of you. So may you walk with Christ, be guided by the Holy Spirit, and encounter God along the way, now and forever. And whether at dawn or dusk or the moments in between, whisper, Heavenly Father, please guard my path. Amen.